I'm speaking with a heavy heart. I'm saying this because free SHS is a very laudable idea. Parents are happy. The problem with the private schools and the misunderstanding of some people is that currently the policy is to place all the 424,000 qualified candidates in public schools. But the problem is this. Once that is done, the private schools will have no students. And you know, the private schools, they thrive on students because that's their input. So if students do not go to private school, even the schools will collapse. And what is even worrying is that it's going to affect those in second and third years. Because in these schools, the teachers teach the Form 1, Form 2s, and Form 3s, and they are paid accordingly. So if in Form 1 they don't have students, and the teachers are only to teach Form 2, Form 3, obviously the proprietors will be forced to reduce their salaries because the income has been curtailed, and eventually either the teachers may leave the school and the school will collapse. And if it collapses, it means the second and third years will suffer. What I'm calling for is a dialogue and also pleading with the president to intervene because the private schools is also a private venture. It's not like a contractor, a road contractor, a building contractor. They are always given jobs by government so that they survive. If there are no jobs, if there are no road contracts, if there are no building contracts, these companies will collapse. So private schools depend on students to survive. Some people are making the mistake that it will be unwise to spend public money in private ventures.